Clinton Lowlow, will you come boast in what your Savior has done on your behalf?
Hi, my name is Clinton Lowlow. I want to be baptized today to proclaim God's faithfulness in my life. Not only that I love him, but that he first loved me. So I ask the question, who is this God that is faithful to me? And in speaking of himself, God says in Isaiah 40:25, to whom will you liken me that I would be his equal? And in Isaiah 55:8-9, God says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. The Lord is holy. He is without sin. And he understands his creation in a way that I will never be able to. In that infinite wisdom, he's able to make the best decision for my soul. So who am I before God? Our holy God has shown me that I've been a spiritual adulterer all of my life. I've worshipped the creation rather than the Creator. I have put myself as king over my life instead of the one true king, Jesus, and established idols in my life, idols of comfort, money, entertainment, work, my children, my wife. I put every possible idol before him, finding my identity in all of these things and driving them away in doing so. I have mistreated my wife and my children and anyone close to me. God has shown me that sin springs forth from my heart, and that if I don't, every sin springs forth from my heart. And that if I don't shepherd it with his word every day, it's inevitable that those sins will come out. I grew up in a church with a false gospel focused on self-righteousness and works-based salvation. I was baptized at the age of 15 and thought that because of that, I was saved. I've been married for 11 years and I have 3 children. God is so faithful to me that he's used everything that I have served as an idol to bring myself to himself in spite of myself. I know a lot of you know my youngest son, Sam, and he was born 2 years ago, May 13th. I remember Sam's birth especially because Sam has Down syndrome. It's such a blessing and a joy to steward him, but what God has shown me through him is a contrast that I will never forget. One day I was in my yard thinking about my children and I was praying. It was a difficult time for me, and I had a lot of anxiety over the future. And I realized at that point that God created Sam the way he is because it pleased God to do so. However, my sin before God is detestable and worthy of eternal wrath. The contrast of my sinful will versus God's perfect will was so convincing that I knew something must be done. And so what did God do about it? God did what I could not do. The transaction is described in Ephesians 2:4-10. God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So that the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that is not of your own doing. It is the gift of God. Not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. And I've been remade in Jesus to do his good works. 2 Corinthians 5:19-21 talks about this. If anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. And all this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on the behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. And Jesus suffered my sin, so that I might have his righteousness. I'm now walking in his good deeds as an overflow of the grace that he has given me. Jesus' reconciliation of me to himself has given me a supernatural fruit of peace. As I currently weather the new extreme trial that I have brought upon myself, I'm humbled by the thought that I am able to cling to Jesus as I stumble through my life, and that he continues to lead me through every turn of life faithfully and not count my trespasses against me.
Clinton, on the basis of your faith in Jesus Christ and on your faith in him alone, it is a privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.